FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Governor, thank you. Sorry for the technical difficulties there.
That's the only thing that goes wrong today. We're in good shape in the state.
Well, it's good to have you. And I know that you're, I know you're in town because the National Geospatial Agency land transfer happens today. That's been a little bit of a complicated process, but they're finally getting it done, right?
Yeah, I think 4 years in the process, and here we are today to really kind of finalize that and then start the building process. So it's a big day for the St. Louis region to have that here. And really the location where it is, I think it's a great spot for where it's going to be at, and it's going to help the city, the downtown area, and really bring a lot of, I think, vision for the future of St. Louis and this downtown.
There was a big bidding war to keep that in St. Louis because it had been here for so many years down near Anheuser-Busch.
Right.
The city had to spend a lot of money to keep them here. I know that, but I guess they're hoping that in a fairly short period of time, they'll make a lot of that back in taxes.
Yeah, I think so. When you start talking about 3,000 employees, 3,100 employees, you know, that's a big impact to the city and to the entire state. And the thing about it is having it here, that they could have took that site elsewhere. They could have took it to Illinois. They have some other site. And really, I think it was a good example probably of local and state and federal agencies working together, which you don't hear a lot about that sometimes. But I think for that all to come together, it was very important.
I know that they were recently in competition for, I think maybe it was another Amazon headquarter. They were talking about that all the way across the country. There was a huge bidding war to get for the state that finally got that. Where do you stand on states having to basically give up the farm to attract some of these big corporations? And I'm not talking about the NGA case specifically.
Yeah, well, first of all, I guess I'll use my farmer background on that. you don't want to give up the farm for the cow. Let me just say that. But I think it's important. You got to be careful what you do there. I mean, you got to make business decision, and you got to look long term. You know, if you're going to invest, if the state's going to invest revenue or some sort of assistance in some sort of business, I think you got to look 10, 15, 20 years down the road. Okay, what's the return on that? And it should be based on a business deal. It shouldn't just be about just giving it away and saying, hey, hope for the best. You really should be a practical business plan to go with that.
You mentioned a couple of names to me a minute ago when you walked in here. Square was one of them. Are there some other deals pending potentially?
Yeah, the St. Louis region right now has got a lot of things going. The Square issue, we would love to get that headquarters moved from San Francisco to St. Louis. I mean, there's a possibility of that. I think when you look at the Boeing contract that happened not too long ago, and it made news, the $16 billion. One of the things that we're really looking at from the state level and with economic development, that's probably a 15, 20-year contract. So what we want to try to do is, okay, who's all the subcontractors of that Boeing contract? And if they're out of state, how do we convince them maybe, hey, you ought to take a look at Missouri, you ought to look at our regions and say, look, you've got a 15, 20-year contract here at Boeing. Why don't you move your operations to Missouri? So that's opportunity. So we just got to chase all that down.
There a lot of moving pieces on that. Some of us believed that right to work would have been a big bonus in terms of attracting companies from outside of the state to come in here. The voters clearly rejected that. Now, I've been on the radio here and defending this Channel 5 story they did on claiming your office was already looking at alternatives and whether you could do county by county on right to work. Where does that stand? Is that something that you look at?
I was a supportive of right to work, but the reality of it is the people of this state said no, and they said it pretty resounding. So, but for us not to look at other avenues or other possibilities, just the nature of what we do, would be ridiculous not to look at those things. So I think we need to see what our options are, and do we have a path forward? But for right now, that's not a priority. I'm going to stay focused on infrastructure and workforce development right now, and we'll see how that goes. The legislature, I'm sure, will come up with some ideas, and we'll see where it goes.
They've already pre-filed a bill for it.
Right.
So I guess we'll see where that goes from this point.
Right.
Senator Bill Igel has long been a proponent of trying to reduce taxes in the state. I think they're going to be talking about that again. He might have even pre-filed a bill to talk about the earnings tax here in the city, and I know that city leaders like Mayor Crewson get really fired up because that's a third of their income right now.
Right.
What are your thoughts on reducing taxes like that?
Yeah, I think those are decisions that this area has to make. I think if you're St. Louis or Kansas City, wherever this takes place, you got to figure out, okay, what does people want in this region? And they've voted on it. They've spoke on that on a couple of times. At the end of the day, even though I don't agree with some things that the voters come up with sometimes, but it is what they, you know, that's what we do. That's the way our democracy works. And when people vote for something, so that's really a decision I think they need to be made up here. But, you know, I've heard both arguments on, as you have, you know, and what's fair and what's not fair. But unfortunately, people like it, people voted in.
You know, we're talking to Governor Mike Parson. You've obviously been a state legislator, and now you're the governor of the state. Eric Burleson and I know a few others have thought about the possibility of raising the threshold for amending the Missouri Constitution. Some people think it's a little too easy to float these initiative petitions out there like Clean Missouri, and people get confused on what it's really going to do, what its real purpose is, in my opinion, medical marijuana. Would you support the idea of maybe requiring a two-thirds vote in the state to alter the Constitution?
Yeah, you know, well, first of all, you know, I don't know what that final result would be, but to reform it, yes. Because the initiative petition process originally was really for just the people, you know, and very seldom was that ever used. But now you have all the special interest group, the big dollar people, whether you're for or against, are really writing language. And every time that happens, there's it complicates things. And there is a reason we go through the process of the legislative process, the committee hearings. And I know that's frustrating, but a lot of times you're able to work out a lot of things that we know are wrong or unconstitutional. And why that's important, but you know, everybody now is just going straightly to the ballot. You know, they're writing their own language, and truly, it's just, you know, and most of the time, it's attorneys writing it for one entity. It's not about writing it for the people of the state. You know, it's just some special interest group. So yeah, we got to take a look at that, and we got to get better at that. So
yeah,
I'm open to that.
And we delineate between statutory amendments, which the legislature could go back and affect, which I think would have been Proposition C, which was the medical marijuana one, where the legislature could have had something to do with that, right, as opposed to constitutional amendments, right?
Right, exactly. And, you know, the average person out here, Mark, you know, that's difficult to understand all
sure,
that. And you
sure.
go into the polls and you get to see one little paragraph or three little sentences that sounds what they want you to read. And, you know, the real out of it is most people don't go through all the fine print of those amendments and the whatever the instructions are on it. So, yeah, I think we got to do a better job of cleaning that up and making sure that there's a higher threshold, one, to even get it in, you know, and we'll just see what the vote comes, if they want to go two-thirds or whatever that might be. But I'm definitely open to reform in the initiative petition process.
Well, I appreciate your offer for me to take over as state treasurer, but since I've turned you down, are you about to announce that position here at some point?
You know, we want to get that done here in the near
okay.
future. We really do. You know, all of these moving parts that I've had since I've become governor, you know, we've really tried to work really hard at getting what we feel like qualified people in those positions. So it's not an easy task either, because all of a sudden you're selecting somebody that's not been voted by the people in that position. So you want to make sure you kind of get it right. So, yeah, that's hopefully in the near future we're going to get that done. But man, there's just so many moving parts of the governor's office right now. We're trying to get a lot of other stuff done. So, but we're working on
you
it.
Think
we're working
before
on
Christmas
it.
Or not?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I haven't seen your resume. I'll just say that
okay.
right now. I haven't seen it, but I'll go back and I'll check and see.
You're
if it's
in the
there.
Running, Mark. That's
that's great, Governor Parson. Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you and Merry Christmas to the listening audience. Always enjoy being here, Mark. Thank
Very
you.
Good, Governor Mike Parson. We appreciate that.